This is KVNF's regional newscast for Friday, July 16th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The trial for Megan Hess and Shirley Koch, former operators of Sunset Mesa Funeral Directors and an associated business, Donor Services Incorporated of Montrose, will be held in Grand Junction rather than in Denver. The mother-daughter pair were indicted last year on multiple counts of mail fraud involving more than 30 decedents and on three counts of transporting hazardous materials, the body parts of decedents who had hepatitis C. The Montrose Press reports both women deny the charges. The women's trial, once set for this summer, has been pushed into next February, angering some of the survivors of deceased people whose bodies allegedly were harvested as part of the purported scheme. However, some are pleased the trial will take place in Junction instead of in Denver. Jury deliberations began yesterday in the Durango trial of Mark Redwine, accused of killing his 13-year-old son Dylan, who disappeared during a court-ordered visit to his father's Vallecito home over the Thanksgiving holiday back in 2012. The Durango Herald reports the defense has argued Dylan ran away from home and was killed by a wild animal, such as a coyote. Mark Redwine is charged with second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death, and jury deliberations continue today. The city of Montrose is recruiting community members to apply for commissions. Ross Valdez, community engagement specialist with the city, explains what makes a good applicant to join the planning commission, as Montrose has just extended the deadline to apply for that position.
The deadline's been extended to August 12th at 6 p.m.
So the planning commission evaluates planning and community development projects, meets second and fourth Wednesdays at 5 p.m. inside city council chambers. Talk about what the city's looking for from potential applicants, Russ.
Yeah, I think what we're really looking for is someone that cares about their community, right? So cares about the city of Montrose, and someone that's also interested in learning about land use and its applications. It's going to be super, super important that we find an individual that can work well in a team environment. And most importantly, it's going to be significant to have somebody that's able to separate kind of their individual needs and preferences and be able to make decisions based on what is going to be best for the community, what is going to be in line with city code, and what is going to really support the comprehensive plan.
So what about experience? Do you need to be a realtor or a developer or a contractor to apply for the planning commission?
Those different experiences could be helpful, but it's not required. What we're really looking for is exactly what I was mentioning earlier, is somebody that has a real interest in this type of work. Someone, again, that is thinking forward and is able to make those decisions without bias. The city would encourage anyone that has this interest and feels that they would be a valuable member of the planning commission to consider applying. I think that sometimes people get hung up a little bit on, well, you know, I'm not necessarily in real estate, for example, and so this probably doesn't apply to me. And I hope that we can shift that narrative a little bit and really focus on folks that want to invest the time to learn and to then apply that knowledge to best guide the city in a direction that is going to be able to manage development in an orderly fashion.
So this opening's for an alternate member of the planning commission. What does the role of an alternate entail?
So an alternate is pretty similar to, let's say, a full-time planning commissioner, but they actually do not have the right to vote for every single meeting. What ends up happening sometimes is that, as you can imagine, life gets in the way and a planning commissioner has to step out, and this alternate would be there to make sure that there is still an additional voice, still an additional vote. There also are times when there's going to be a conflict of interest on a subject. And so a person might need to recuse themselves from that discussion. And so to ensure that we, you know, have enough people that can vote, or to ensure that we have enough voices at the table, this alternate would then step up and be able to provide that input and feedback and that vote.
If you're interested in applying, you can learn more about the Planning Commission and find an application at cityofmontrose.org, or drop by City Hall Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Montrose Community Engagement Specialist Ross Valdez, thanks for stopping by Studio M to give us the details.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not everyone thinks of going on a five-month bike ride to celebrate their 60th birthday, but that's exactly what Montrose resident Lewis Williams is doing. Kate Redmond follows up with the man we first met on the newscast back in February when he embarked on a 4,000-mile journey.
Lewis Williams of Montrose biked across the United States from the West Coast to the East Coast the past 5 months. I talked with him in late February as he prepared to commence his trip. I checked back in with him on Wednesday as he completes his journey. I asked him what surprised him the most on his bike ride from coast to coast.
The van life, pretty big out here. I don't know if it's based on COVID and the changes that brought, and people maybe had living situations that weren't working out. But I also think it's maybe some of the time we're living in divisions, and maybe people are wanting to be helpful and see some things and be happier. And others of it is just wanting to run away or run to something. I didn't have any idea there was that many people on the road.
While Williams launched this continental bike ride in search of inspiration, he found that for many people he met, he was the inspiration.
But just the individual people we're meeting, what we're doing is inspiring them. So that's been the most exciting thing, and maybe I didn't think about being inspiring myself. They see this old guy and his wife out biking and across the country and painting, and they're like, well, if he's doing it, why can't I do it? And then I get some of the people that are older than me, and they tell me that they're inspired to try something, you know, not what I'm doing, but something they had put on the back burner.
Back in February, when I interviewed him, he told me he was looking to shake things up in his life. I asked him, as he nears the end of his ride, if he found what he was looking for.
If you do anything like this, the best thing I could offer is to just be loose and trying to go with the flow as much as you can. It's been, I guess, different than I thought in my head, but it's a challenge of doing art in all kinds of weather and storing it. Oil paintings are, you know, messy. They take a long time to dry. Just 5 months, it'll be about 5 and a half by the time we get home, has gone faster than my wife and I thought. It was amazing that we're still together on the trip. We didn't want to end up, you know, divorced or, you know, we're in like 10 square feet of living space, but we didn't ever get to that, so we didn't have to do the contingency plan. So I'm just amazed we could put up with each other for 5 months and still really enjoy the trip. And she found all kinds of things too that gave meaning to the trip for her.
The plein air painting portion of the trip has been wildly successful, as he talked about the subjects and the sheer volume of the paintings he created.
I would guess I have 90 or 100.
Williams will host an art exhibit in Moab at the Moab Art and Recreation Center this fall to show the work he created as he biked from San Diego to Bar Harbor, Maine.
That'll be the month of November. I think it opens November 7th. I'll be able to quick do the best of the work, touch up anything I need to touch up. Some of the things, I just didn't have enough time to paint them. Weather, whatever got in the way, so trying to finish some things.
Lewis Williams will complete his bike ride August 1st. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
That does it for Friday's KVNF Regional Newscast. All our reporting archives are online at kvnf.org. If you want to reach the news department with feedback, news tips, or story ideas, email news@kvnf.org. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.